Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode one of the Dan the Tupperware Man podcast. My name is Dan West, and I am hopefully your new Tupperware Man. So let's get started. Why am I doing a podcast? Well, first of all, clearly I sell Tupperware. And second of all, it all goes back to Fargo, North Dakota, WDAY television, and a television show that came on, I think at 3 p.m. when I was growing up, called Party Line, hosted by none other than Boyd Christensen and Verna Newell. Now, these people are probably foreign to you, and that's fine, but they were a fixture in our life in Lake Park, Minnesota, and the surrounding tri-state area. Verna and Boyd would come on every day. They'd interview local people. Sometimes they'd always have guests on the show. Sometimes there'd be cooking demonstrations. Always, if there was a theater production in town, they'd show up, and they'd do a little bit of their musical, and it would be a fun time. So I guess I've always wanted a talk show. I clearly have a face for radio, and this is as close as I get to radio these days, I guess. And I also was looking for a way to connect with my customers. I started selling Tupperware about 2 years ago. Yeah, just over 2 years ago. And I live in a small town, Athens, Ohio. It's not small, 25,000 people in Southeast Ohio. But my client base, my customer base really is expanding. It's into the Columbus area, Cleveland, even to Kentucky, West Virginia, and even across the country. And I actually have not met a lot of my customers. We've chatted online. We've exchanged emails. I had to do some Facebook advertising, and I just wanted a place to kind of put all of my, I wanted a place where I could kind of introduce myself to my customers to get to know them better and maybe share a little knowledge about Tupperware too. So I guess the next thing I want to talk about is what you can expect from my podcast. I'll be doing this podcast at least 5 days a week, and they will be short. I don't envision them being any longer than 5 or 10 minutes. But who knows? You may get all so excited about Tupperware that you're going to want me on all the time. But for now, they're going to be short little podcasts. Of course, I'm going to advertise a little bit of Tupperware because we have to pay for the show. But I'm also going to try to, I guess my goal is to, let me back up. My goal in selling Tupperware is to obviously have a new career for myself, and I'll tell you about that later. But I also, what I love about Tupperware and what I've learned about it in the past 2 years is that it really allows me to cook healthy meals in a short amount of time for my family. And that's really kind of why I got into this, and I guess it's my passion that drives me. So I want to use this venue, my new podcast show, to share ways that you can cook healthy meals for your family or just for yourself in a short amount of time. Using good, you know, healthy ingredients. That's where I'm coming from. I also want to have some guests on the show to share their opinions. So I look forward to entertaining some people and entertaining you along the way. And I'm kind of funny. I don't sound funny right now, but I really am hilarious. So, which is one reason you'd want to have me to your house for a Tupperware party. But we'll talk about that another time. So what's the purpose of today's show? Well, the purpose of today's show is to just get you started and learn a little bit about me. So I guess we're going to learn a little about me today. Like I told you, my name is Dan West. I just retired from a 30-year career as a college professor. I started teaching in 1988, and 2018 just came and went. I taught communication studies, which my focus was on public address or public speaking and debate. And I coached speech and debate colleges for most of those 30 years, and I loved it, but I needed more flexibility in my life. I take care of my mom, and my daughter's just finishing homeschool, and my wife travels a lot, and I was just looking for a change. And so a couple years ago, I started selling Tupperware to make a little extra money on the side and to get some products for a discount, which is really why I did it. And from there on, it was this last spring I decided it was time to retire and try something new. And so this is what I'm doing. And so far, it's been going pretty well for me. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. Some of you maybe have seen my page on Facebook. If not, just look up Dan the Tupperware Man on Facebook and like my page. I try to post stuff there. I've been a little under the weather, dealing with a little illness, but it's going... Hang on. Make sure this is all working right. Hang on, my phone. Oh, there we go. Yeah, sorry, my phone keeps closing out on me. So yeah, check out my Facebook page, Dan the Tupperware Man. I missed it a couple days there because I was a little under the weather, but I'm back at it and trying my best to make it work for everybody. It's time to pause for a word from our sponsor, of course. I was just looking at my notes here. Today, this episode and all episodes of Dan the Tupperware Man are brought to you by Dantastic Plastics, which is the name of my Tupperware company. So I look forward to any of you taking a look at what we have to offer at Tupperware. Today, I'm just going to tell you about one product that I'm featuring this month from now till the end of November, which is our Tupperware Microwave Pressure Cooker. It was the first premium product that I acquired as a new sales consultant. It is a pressure cooker that you put in the microwave. And I know that sounds crazy, but the cool thing about it is that the pressure cooker, this construction, blocks the microwave from touching your food. So the microwave powers the pressure cooker. And so it is the steam and pressure inside the pressure cooker that cooks your food. And so it's a nice way of not having microwaves touch your food, but getting things done quickly. Basically, the pressure cooker allows you to do anything you would do in your crock pot, and I'm the king of the crock pot, in your microwave in about 30 minutes or less. I'll be sharing some recipes this month. I've got an amazing macaroni and cheese that you make in there, beef and noodles, chicken noodles, roast a whole chicken. It's really a great way to save time and to put a healthy meal on the table. So I'll be sharing those recipes in the next few episodes with you. We have a fantastic offer I want to tell you about that only goes until this next Friday, the 2nd of November. And that is that you can get our Tupperware pressure cooker, microwave pressure cooker, which is generally, well, usually $149 for just $15. That is 90% off. And so to get that, you just need to contact me. You can reach me at danwestohio@gmail.com. Again, that email address is danwestohio@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, and I will tell you how to get that pressure cooker. Remember, it is only available at that low price of $15 until November 2nd, which is coming up pretty quickly. So if you have questions about that, let me know. Tomorrow, I'll start sharing recipes with you. All right, so to wrap up this episode, I'm just going to share with you why I decided to choose direct selling as my retirement job. And that is because of my grandmother, Alice Westland. She was an amazing woman. She was the only grandmother that I knew because my dad's mom passed away before my parents even met. And so Grandma Westland, or Alice Westland, was a hardworking, strong individual, especially for the era in which she lived. She was a president of the congregation, I think the first female president of our church congregation. She taught Sunday school. She worked at a nursing home. And she sold Stanley Home Products. For those of you who don't know those are cleaning products kind of related to Fuller Brush. Its main product that everybody loved was degreaser. When I was 8 years old, my mom needed something for me to do in the summer. My older brothers and sisters were busy. And so my dad would drop me off at my grandma's house, and I would go with her to her Stanley parties. And my grandmother could throw a fantastic Stanley party. She'd have everybody laughing. She'd tell stories, teach people how to use the products, sell Stanley Home Products, and we'd be in and out of there in, you know, an hour and a half, and everybody would have had a good time. She often did three a day. So we would keep moving all the time. And that was the era of the party. And that's changed, and I'll be telling you about how Tupperware parties have changed too. But that's the reason why I'm doing this. And she gave me a catalog and some order forms when I think I was 8 years old, 7 years old, to try to get some orders. I never did, but it was sure fun pouring through the catalogs and thinking about, you know, selling my own stuff. And I guess that's why I sell Tupperware now. So that's my origin story. It's kind of like the Marvel backstory for me. I'll be sharing a little bit each day. Tomorrow on the Dan the Tupperware Man podcast, you get to hear how Martha Stewart influenced me in my decision to become a Tupperware man. And that's an interesting story that I'll be sharing with you tomorrow. That wraps up this episode of Dan the Tupperware Man. Tomorrow, you get to hear about Martha Stewart, and you get your first Tupperware recipe. So get your pens and papers ready and write that down. And of course, you can always request recipes from me by going, you can get them off my Facebook page at Dan the Tupperware Man. That's on Facebook. Or you can just drop me an email, danthetupperwareman@gmail.com. And if you have any questions you want me to answer, send those questions to me at danwestohio@gmail.com. Danwestohio@gmail.com. Send those questions to me, or if you'd like to be a guest on the Dan the Tupperware Man podcast, you can send that request to me at danwestohio@gmail.com. Again, thanks for listening. This has been episode one of the Dan the Tupperware Man podcast, and I am your host, Dan West, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.